Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
They say you better listen to the wise of reason. But they don't give you any choice because they think that it's treason. So you had better do as you were told. You better listen to the radio.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In recent weeks, there's been a lot of talk about a new bill in Congress called the Internet Radio Fairness Act, a law that would change the way that services like Spotify and Pandora pay musicians for streaming their music. Those companies say they need the act to stay in business, that taxes and fees are too high, while musicians, from Billy Joel to Damon Krukowski from the band Galaxy 500, have come out against the bill, saying there's no way they can stay in business on the pittance they get from internet radio. Sounds simple enough, right? Well, not really. Not when you begin to look closely. And that's what we're going to do right now with Joe Levy, editor at Billboard and a regular here on Soundcheck. Joe, welcome back.
Good to be here.
It is a very complicated issue. Let's first define our terms. The Internet Radio Fairness Act applies specifically to internet radio, not to terrestrial radio or satellite or cable radio, correct?
That is exactly right. And as you can tell from the name, it's going to bring fairness to internet radio. It's just that simple. And you can also tell how awesome it's going to be because Pandora is behind it. It's become associated with Pandora, the Internet Radio Fairness Act. And we all love Pandora. We can get on Pandora and stream lots of music for free with limited commercial interruptions. So this must be good, right?
I guess so.
Except that Pandora's partner on the Internet Radio Fairness Act, principal ally, is Clear Channel, who we may remember are the supposed evil empire of radio. It begins to get a little more complicated.
All right, now, so Clear Channel owns
hundreds of terrestrial radio stations, but they also have a web broadcasting operation, iHeartRadio, which is where you can access all their music online. Mm-hmm. Here's what this is about. It's about copyright and how people get paid for their copyrights. And I wish it was just that simple because there are a couple of different kinds of copyrights.
Mm-hmm. And there are also a couple of different ways of paying. And this is
correct.
This is where the musicians, this is where Pandora and Spotify and iHeartRadio are pointing. I mean, everyone's pointing at the same thing, but they're saying different things about it.
Internet radio is the booming business of online music. For instance, Pandora has 150 million active users as of April this year.
Hmm.
Spotify, which has only recently begun offering radio, that is, tell it what you like, it'll broadcast to you, you can lean back and listen, has, by comparison, some 15 million users.
Okay, so one-tenth right
exactly.
Now. But Spotify is growing rapidly.
Absolutely, and as is Pandora. I mean, those active users are up some 50% in the year prior to April of 2012. People love this stuff. Apple wants to get into the business, so stakes are high.
Okay. So the musicians are saying these companies have got millions of people and you know, they're making our songs available. We are getting half of a hundredth of a cent.
Exactly. And when you say half, I mean, again, we can go on and on about this. When you say half, the musician is getting whatever he or she gets, and then 50% of the money Pandora is paying out is going to the labels. 45% to the musicians, 5% to the sidemen on the session.
Mm.
So if you think that people are getting pennies, imagine the drummer on the gig. He's going to be waiting 10 years to get his pennies.
Yeah. Soundcheck listeners, are you a musician? Have you received a check from Pandora or Spotify? If so, tell us how much it was. You can leave a voicemail at 866-939-1612 or email us, soundcheck@wnyc.org. Tanya tweeted this to us, forwarded a recent digital distribution statement via email, Spotify payments in the 1 to 5 cent range. Just my 2 cents, literally. Tanya, all right. So we hear why the musicians are upset. Why is Pandora upset, and why are they seeking legislative remedy?
Okay. We said earlier that their number of active users were up 50% to 150 million, and their revenue was up an awesome 99%. So how much money do you think they made in fiscal year 2012?
I'm going to guess none.
Because they lost $16 million. Mm-hmm. And what they're upset about is that they were paying out somewhere around 50% of their revenue in royalties. Mm-hmm. That number has since shot up to an impressive 65% of royalties. Why are they paying out so much? Because their royalties are calculated differently than satellite and cable. Satellite and cable is going to pay per broadcast. Pandora is paying per listener. Every time their listener base grows, if it ratchets up 50%, then their payments ratchet up 50%. If every one of those 150 million users decide, I want to listen to Rihanna's Diamonds right now, they're paying 150 million times the royalty rate, which, if it's a tenth of a cent, is going to add up once you multiply it by 150 million.
So wait a minute. So if Pandora and Spotify really, really do penetrate the market fully and become super involved in our lives as a major means of accessing music, they could actually drive themselves out of business?
They could.
Is that the argument?
That's their argument. Their argument is that this will stifle creativity, it'll stifle business growth, it'll stifle everything for all involved, and then anyone who wants payment from them, musicians, record labels, the drummer on that gig we mentioned earlier, is going to get nothing because they're going to go out of business. That's a big if. Well, if they grow their list, if they grow their user base so much, they're also hoping that they can find a way to either make money off of people paying for subscriptions or advertisers.
Right. Now, on the other side, you have musicians, and there are many of them, but I mentioned Damon Krukowski of Galaxy 500 in the intro to the segment simply because he's been doing a lot of writing about this and tallied up the numbers in an article recently for Pitchfork where he says he got – now, you were mentioning before 50% goes to the record company, 45% to the to the artist, 5% to the sidemen. Damon is one of those guys who was able to keep hold of his own royalties, his own masters. So he gets 100% of what comes from Spotify.
He is the label, the artist, and the sideman.
Exactly. He got 21 cents for 7,800 plays of his song Tugboat from Pandora. And he got another $1.05 to be split with his two co-writers. So they each got 35 cents for an additional 6,000 plays on Spotify. That's Galaxy 500, their song Tugboat, Damon Krukowski from the band, tallying up the money that they made from thousands of plays of that song on Pandora and Spotify, and his takeaway was in the neighborhood of 56 cents.
Yeah, now to be fair, that song came out in 1987 when Damon was 1 year out of Harvard, and I don't think anybody expected him to be making a living off it at this late date. But the most interesting part of his piece on Pitchfork was theoretical. It was not tied to the numbers.
Okay.
Which is to say, he talked about how the music business has gone from being a business of goods and services to a speculative business, rather. And that Pandora is really a Wall Street firm. They're a publicly traded company. Every time there's news about Apple getting into the internet radio market, their stock ratchets down just another little bit. But when they're out seeking a valuation to raise more money and trying to leverage that 150 million active users to raise capital. Mm-hmm. They're talking about being worth billions of dollars, not the $16 million they lost, but the billions they can potentially represent in the future. And that's why people are upset. Their thought is, look, you're paying out 65% of your revenues against your potential billions mm-hmm. of future earnings. Here's Apple, a major music retailer, the biggest in the United States now. They pay out 70% of their earnings every time they sell a track on iTunes. That's basically the deal they have with the major labels.
Mm-hmm. I guess at some point, though, you have to wonder, if you're getting 21 cents here and 35 cents there, even if you quadruple, I mean, if you increase the payout by an order of magnitude, most musicians will still be getting nickels and dimes.
Well, now we're talking about different things here. We're talking about the abilities of musicians to make a living off of playing and recording music and whether or not Pandora should have to pay the royalties they pay. And these are two different things, and they have been for a long time. Yeah. There was a time 20 years ago when record labels were making money and musicians weren't. The internet didn't come along and change that. It just changed who's making the money.
Right.
It's not the labels anymore.
We still have haves and have-nots, and the haves are different. The have-nots are still pretty much the musicians. Although, you know, some, like Coldplay and Adele, according to Pandora, each got $1 million, which is not chump change. So it's working for somebody, but not for everyone. The Internet Radio Fairness Act is wending its way through Congress, drawing brickbats from both sides. And
disruptive technologies continuing to disrupt our lives and make us more aware, in all honesty, of how this industry has treated the people who have fueled it, the musicians, for so long.
Joe Levy's editor at Billboard and a regular here on Soundcheck. Joe, thanks very much.
Thank you.
This is Soundcheck.